My brothers and sisters, our topic today is true discipleship, losing our soul life for Christ. If anyone would come after me, he must deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me. For whoever wants to save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for me will save it. Luke chapter 9, verse 23 and 24. See also Mark chapter 8, verse 34 and 35. By this statement, Jesus defined discipleship and what it means to be a Christian. There is no way around what Jesus said. We must take up our cross daily and lose our life for his sake, or we cannot follow him. The Greek word for life used here is psyche, which means our soul life. Our soul life is based on our natural personality and includes our natural attitudes, affections, and abilities. At this point, we must strongly reinforce that the only way we can lose our soul life is to know what Jesus Christ has already accomplished for us on the cross. When Jesus Christ died, we died with him. Romans chapter 6, verse 8, and 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 14. Our sinful nature was crucified with him and removed from us. Romans chapter 6, verse 6. Therefore, by Christ's death, we have already died to the soulish life of this world. Galatians chapter 6, verse 14. This is a divine fact that only God can reveal to you. Since God created our soul, he does not want to destroy our soul. However, he does want to restore our soul to its proper place and use. When Adam fell, man began to live independently by the power of his soul rather than by the life of God. But then, 2,000 years ago, through the death of his only son, God undid the fall and laid the foundation for restoring man to his purpose and fellowship. Now that we are born again, we no longer have Adam's sinful nature within us. Instead, we have Christ's Spirit indwelling us. Romans chapter 6, verse 6, and Galatians chapter 2, verse 20. But now that we are in Christ, the question is, will we continue to be governed by the strength of our soul, or will we be governed by the power of the Holy Spirit? When we live by the soul, our life is controlled by our natural preferences and capabilities. The Son of God also had a human soul, but he never acted from his soul's initiative. He only acted according to his Father's will. John chapter 5, verse 19, verse 30, and chapter 8, verse 28. When we live by faith in Christ who lives in us, our soul is submitted to his Spirit and is a holy vessel for his use. However, if we live by the power of our personality, then our soul is hostile to Christ's Spirit and is of no use to him. Therefore, in order for Jesus Christ to be able to use us as his bondservants, we must die to living based on our soul life, that is, our natural desires and abilities. This is what it means to be conformed to Christ's death. Philippians chapter 3, verse 10. Tragically, most professing Christians today are governed by the power of their soul rather than by the life of Christ. Even if we lead an admirable moral life based on our natural self-discipline, our witness is limited to the power of what our natural man can accomplish. This is no Christian witness at all. The reason for this dilemma is that most Christians don't know, that is, believe and act on, the truth that they have died with Christ. As a result, they remain captive to their natural temperament and only rely on their natural ability to serve God. If we are particularly naturally gifted and talented, we may impress others with our Christian ministry, but we won't impress God. Nor will we have any impact on Satan if the source of our ministry is our own soul power. How can we walk in the power of God's Spirit rather than our soul? First, we must know with certainty that we have been crucified with Christ. This is the only basis for losing our soul life. Unless we have divine revelation that God has included us in Christ's death, we will try to change our soul life by our own willpower and effort, which only leads to pride and further sin. Next, we must apply the cross to our soul life by identifying with Christ's death daily. That is, when Christ died, we died with him. This means that we will often have to go against the voice of our soul and our natural temperament. There is only one way we can resist gratifying our soul's natural desires and reject fulfilling our soul's natural potential. This is by always reminding ourselves that we have died with Christ and he is now our life. This is the secret to overcoming sin and losing our soul life for Christ's sake. When we stay rooted by faith in Christ's death, his resurrection life will be formed in us. There are two ways that God helps us to abide in Christ's death so that he might transform our unconverted soul. First, God sends us his word, the sword of the Spirit, to expose and separate any impure soulish mixture in our faith. Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12. For example, we may think we love sharing the gospel until the Holy Spirit shows us that we love hearing ourselves speak. And we may think we love ministering to others until the Holy Spirit shows us that we love fulfilling our natural talent. Next, God sends us trials as a sentence of death to our natural strength, so that we will only rely on the life of his Son in us. 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 8 and 9. When our confidence in our natural ability is broken, we will no longer trust in ourselves to overcome, but only trust in what Jesus Christ has accomplished on the cross. Every disciple who identifies with Christ's death has the mark of the cross on their soul. The work of the cross won't destroy our soul. We will still possess our soul and its faculties. But when the mark of the cross is imprinted on our soul, we will stay submitted to Christ rather than independently asserting our will. We will also not depend on the power of our soul to do Christ's work. The only way we can restore our soul is to lose it for Christ's sake. Matthew chapter 16, verse 25. This is true discipleship that leads to eternal life. How can we possibly restore the church to its right place in Christ if our own soul is not restored to its right place in Christ? May God open our eyes to see what his Son has fully accomplished for us on the cross, so that we can follow him with all our heart and soul. This is what it means to come under Christ's sovereignty and be his true disciples and bondservants. Whoever does not carry his own cross and come after me cannot be my disciple. The man who loves his soul life will lose it, while the man who hates his soul life in this world will keep it for eternal life. Luke chapter 14, verse 27. and John chapter 12, verse 25. www.christcrucified.info